You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work, because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures, such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. Yeah, baby.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Montreal, and Stephen Pickford is in Studio West Beaconsfield. And we are talking once again about Stephen's fabulous trip to Chicago last week with the poetry and the hot dog stands and the great restaurants, especially Lou Mitchell's. I mean, Chicago being the beginning point of Route 66 and Route 66 being something near and dear in my heart. It was really great to talk to somebody who had the same enthusiasm about it, right, Steve?
Oh, yes, John from the Time Restaurant. His face just lit up when he heard you discuss some of the restaurants in Chicago. You can't really get a bad meal in Chicago. I stopped for a hot dog at every corner. Hey, there are places for hot dogs and burgers, but some great things as well, such as Chicago Deep Dish Pizza. And I went to Giordano's at Prudential Plaza. There's around 13 locations in metropolitan Chicago and around 23 extras in the outlying suburbs. And really, you better go there with an appetite, because everybody was taking a bag home with leftovers. The portions are huge. If you think, oh, I eat a small pizza at home, I'm going to finish a small pizza here. No, you'll be lucky to get through half of a small pizza. They are thick, they are loaded with ingredients, and you better not, you know, I said, oh, I'll start off with an appetizer. I'll have the garlic cheese bread. No, even that would have been a meal all unto itself.
They take good care of their guests at these places, that's for sure.
Oh, boy, and all you can drink, Coca-Cola, and but the famous stuffed pizza, and you can add as many ingredients as you want. And as I look at the picture here on their takeout menu, oh, I mean, I can't wait for lunchtime, but I'm not going to have something as good today as today for lunch. I wish I brought mine home, but...
Well, what's interesting about that that angle is that one of the original advertisers on the Travel World Radio Show, going back now at least in, 5 years, 5-6 years, was Pizza Donini. And they're opening up a new restaurant here in Montreal, and it's supposed to be a fancier one, because your typical Donini, you know, was just your average pizza shop. So I'm looking forward to that particular opening there. Now, last week you were making me hungry with all the different kinds of foods that you had there, especially the hot dog stand that serves poetry. I'm thinking, forget the poetry. Tell me about the hot dog, because those are legendary.
Oh, they're like foot long, and you put as much on it as you want. Tomatoes and lettuce and cheese and chili, onions. People put relish and mustard and mayonnaise, anything you want. They call it a hot dog all dressed. It's all dressed.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the whole thing, though. I mean, the food in Chicago is legendary, and that's probably, you know, one of those roots of those great city rivalries between two of the great cities in the United States that reminds me of a rivalry between two great Canadian cities here as well. But, you know, especially that deep dish pizza. Now, that deep dish pizza, it's hard to come by anywhere else, that's for sure.
Well, really, it's a Chicago tradition, and there's a number of different companies that all claim to be, you know, number one, and there's a friendly rivalry amongst them, and that is one thing that you have to take in when you're in Chicago. And I found it very relaxing as well when I went to John's Time Restaurant there, that he had that outdoor courtyard with trees surrounding it, tall trees shading the entire dining experience. There were birds flitting around. You did not think that you were right in downtown Chicago.
Yeah, that's a nice thing, though. Well, we had an experience like that in another city. That's right. We had an experience like that in New York, where you were in someone's backyard. That's what it felt like.
It had that same ambiance, that you were visiting somebody's home, an older building, and amiability of the staff, the customers. It was a Friday night. People were talking to each other, table to table, two fellows at the next table. There was a lady who had been working for Senator Jim Jeffords of Vermont, who had moved to Chicago after having worked in Des Moines, Iowa. So everyone was like connected and telling their whole life story. It was just like having a barbecue or a picnic with friends in this little intimate courtyard.
Speaking of which, ours is coming up in August.
Oh, boy, it's down on my calendar, August 27th. Vic has been writing me, says, boy, I'm coming this year, aren't I? Am I invited?
Yes, of course he's invited.
Yes, of course he's invited.
And the whole point of that, and that's the whole theme, what struck me last week's show especially, was the camaraderie between friends. And the whole point of having this party anyway, and it'd be the fourth annual this year, is is the idea that you're spending time with friends. I mean, too many times these days you find people doing things with a hidden agenda. You know, it's, we're going to do all this fun stuff, and by the way, there's collection pots, so please deposit your wallet on your, you know, on the way in. And that takes away in a great measure from the actual enjoyment of life.
Yes, people just have to sit back, lean back, take a moment, spend an hour, talk, relax, enjoy food, entertainment, and just not have other pressing issues of the day on their mind.
Well, that's the thing. And that's the whole idea behind friends and the whole friendship and the camaraderie of it all. I mean, for instance, one of the more, in my recent guitar lessons, one of the songs that I'm picking up is a song by Lighthouse called Sunny Days. And in the refrain, you know, the guy's talking about lying in the sun, you know, with your radio. And you picture that on a Saturday afternoon. You know, we work such busy lives. To unwind. I mean, the importance of play is so important. So enjoying of life. I mean, last week in the Chicago, they were talking about the different kinds of plays and the different kinds of theater that they had based on songs about food, whether that, you know, that theme or not. But you still have the theater in Chicago, going out to dinner with your friends, and even just inviting them over and enjoying their company. And that, to me, is one of the greatest sources of pleasure there is.
It really, really is. It's the people getting to know more about people in a relaxed environment.
Which
and
is,
just isn't enough of that in the world today. And talking about friends, and I reminded him he is invited because it's been 3 years since we first met this gentleman, Pierre Côté.
Oh, yes.
And I was talking to him on the phone when they called in from the gate. And, of course, Pierre very graciously once more offered the space available upgrade to first class on American Airlines.
Yeah.
And American Airlines on time or early both directions. And here's a new world record. From the time I got out of my limousine at O'Hare Airport to the time I got to my gate, 15 minutes.
That is a record. Did you go by jet?
Well, actually, I saw a huge lineup marked international. I said, I don't want to check in with everyone who's going to London and Mexico City and everywhere else. I said, they have a lot of flights at 5, 6 p.m. This is peak time for international flights everywhere. American Airlines, big hub, Chicago.
Yeah.
So I asked an agent, I said, where's the check-in for the trans-border flights? Oh, she says, oh, we have a separate wicket just for that. Position B, where there's two people lined up.
Well, so that's good.
They have a separate wicket for trans-border flights because while they are international, they don't require as much security clearance as some of the flights going to Europe and Asia.
Well, the world's longest unprotected border, I mean.
And very, very speedy through the security checkpoint, the TSA agents. And, no, I couldn't fault American on anything. Very very friendly service on board. The first-class cabin going served a nice breakfast. It was hot oatmeal, Quaker Oats oatmeal with cinnamon and fruit plate, muffins. And coming back, plenty of room to stretch out. It was not a full flight. They still have many of their more business-oriented routes, the more room in coach layout, so there's a couple of inches more of space, and they have the adjustable leather headrests, which are very comfortable as well.
That's and always a nice thing. I mean, I remember when I was flying American going out to Salt Lake City. Now, that has always been a very pleasant trip, and you know, their service has been good all the way around the line, and pretty efficient in the O'Hare hub.
Oh yes, both directions as well, both at Chicago and at Montreal Dorval Airport. By the time I got off the plane, went to the washroom, gone through customs on the arrival back, hey, the bags were right on the carousel. Didn't have to wait either. So very efficient at American Airlines.
That's a pretty good record. And are you talking about arrival in Montreal, or are you talking about arrival in Chicago
originally, and arrival in Montreal on the way back? Within 15 minutes of getting off the plane, hey, the bags are on the carousel.
That's actually a world record, because it almost never happens that way in Montreal. You know, you're sitting there, you wait.
Hurry up to wait, part of the paradigm of air travel. But at least this weekend at Chicago, American Airlines proving that they've got the attention to detail down pat right now.
For sure. Well, we're talking about Chicago this morning here on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stephen Pickford went last week telling us all about the great food he had, the fun. So stay with us following the break right here.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclays Financial. Barclays is a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclays Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclays Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Montreal with Stephen Pickford in Studio West Beaconsfield. And Stephen's just come back from his trip to Chicago last week. He's telling us all about the great food we had. And apparently, in last week's show, we apparently ruined poetry for one of the people.
Yes, Donna Metz from the Office of Tourism heard me recite the poem about pizza. and said she will never listen to poetry again with a straight face. And I'm looking here, talking about pizza. I went to Giordano's website, giordanos.com, and you can actually order a deep dish pizza to be sent overnight delivery anywhere in the United States by calling 1-800-982-1756.
You can overnight a pizza?
Overnight a pizza.
That's interesting.
In dry ice by FedEx in the United States. They won't ship to Canada yet. But that's something to think about if you want something unique.
I suppose that's interesting. I mean, it reminds me of the days when I went to electronics class and my buddy mailed his friend a Kojak's burger.
And how did it come out?
Oh, we're not exactly sure. Well, you know how it is in the post office. Fragile means bounce off a wall into bin.
Yes, maybe you should have put the sign saying, used for baseball practice. And that they would have handled with delicate care and attention.
Or one of the sayings that I'll remember, I'll never forget. One of the great Montreal radio hosts, at least one of my favorite of all time, was a guy named Jack Finnegan. And I remember him. He would do this thing between bits on the when he was doing his show, little transitions, or as Melanie Reffes would say, segue. And one of the ones he said, "Christmas is visions of packages marked fragile falling down chutes in the post office."
So you can just picture that. I get that mental picture.
Well, yeah, he had a way of doing that too. He had a way.
One of those great names of radio.
Speaking of great,
I remember what that happened when I used to deliver films to the Voyageur bus terminal.
Okay.
I was sitting there, and this guy came for his order about 11 o'clock at night, and all you heard, that this guy named Moose, okay, he was in the back, he never saw this guy, I don't think he ever saw the sun. So the guy calls out, number 42! In comes the package, baba, and it's the floor, it shatters all the glass. And the guy, he's like, "Hey, it's Mark Fragile." The guy comes out, and out comes this big 6'8" beefy guy. Who's, "The label's on upside down. I couldn't read it." Turned around and walked away.
Well, you know, that's bureaucracy for you.
Yes.
Which we've experienced ad nauseum over the years. And you know, we're talking about radio greats, which reminds me of the Chicago Museum of Radio Broadcasting, where you did your show one time from.
Yes, did the show there in 1999, and as one of the coincidences of life, Robert Allegrini from Hilton Hotels, he had actually appeared 3 weeks earlier than that show. He'd been in the same studio to be on Beyond the Beltway with Bruce Dumont, whose studio we were using. So everyone is connected by even the remotest link.
If you can find a nebulous connection.
Oh, a nebulous connection of anything, you know. Bill Luxton, a friend of Bill Luxton's who has been a guest on the show, a friend of his, Linda McLennan, is still working in Chicago television at WBBM.
Oh, yes, there's that link.
There's that link. I walked by the WBBM studios. They're under renovation. It's an old hockey rink on North McClurg Court, and I think it makes the Chorus Center in Verdun look like Rockefeller Center.
Oh, really?
it does not look very, very appealing. I'm sure it's very nice inside.
Well, I guess you don't really need much, run videotapes?
And like any business, it's the people that make it. You don't,
yeah.
If the people are good, you can do anything anywhere.
Well, sure, yeah. Well, at least, I think the one thing you didn't want to do, of course, with the master chef producing all your meals was talk about his desserts and characterize them as Del Monte Fruit Cup.
No, you don't want to do that. I that's how come I made sure when I talked about the apple crisp that I said John's was far superior to these ones.
I was thinking that. Well, we were talking about the
guy. Or I could have asked him, did you used to work at Holiday Inns?
Something like that. We were talking about the theater guy talking about eating TV dinners while you're watching their theatrical production. I'm thinking that's where the ice crystal joke came out.
Yes, and ice crystal with the ice cream boxes that always drip to the bottom. And the childhood memories everywhere in North America. I'm sure somebody has a childhood memory of an ice cream box that had been frozen three times over.
Well, sure. I mean, but that's the interesting thing. You know, we have to put up with such garbage products in some areas.
Sometimes you put up with the things that are bad, and you don't really have to. I mean, just look, for example, coming in from the airport transfers in Chicago, and people sometimes say, oh, they wait in long line, take an airport shuttle bus, or they wait in a long line for a taxi. In advance, they can call Chicago Area Limo, 1-866-888-0608, or on the web at chicagoarealimo.com. And especially if you're two or three people, a family or group of business travelers, it costs you no more, based on computing the per-person charges that the others would enact, to take, for example, a Lincoln Super Stretch with wraparound leather seating and a bar, TV, VCR. It takes up to 10 people. So you can arrive in style. You can have the car meet you immediately upon arrival by calling 1-866-888-0608. And people think, look at those stars. You're getting out in front of the Drake Hotel. This must be a very famous person.
Not 990-0802?
No.
Yeah. Starting to sound like that old ad.
Yes. I say it two or three times, and it might actually ring in. Somebody will still get the number wrong. Say, what did you say the number was? Yeah, I don't know. But that's why. Just go to chicagoarealimo.com and select from either the four-passenger Lincoln Town Car Sedan or the Lincoln Super Stretch that can take up to 10 persons. They arrive on time. The drivers are very friendly and helpful. And you look like someone special. Even if you aren't, you can be someone special for an hour driving in from the airport.
I found the limo drivers and the limo service both in Chicago and New York to be very very pleasant.
Yeah, and I mean it's service. It's one-on-one service and attention to detail, as we're talking to Gay about different people actually performing and actually doing what they're saying they're going to do. And I think that that's a lost art.
Well, it is about people. In the end, it is about people, regardless of what the machine might be or what color
they paint.
Yeah,
they could say they have a newest fleet or the most modern this. But if, you know, the guy comes with a, you know, what do you want? Well, that's what you remember. You don't remember that it was the best.
That's true.
But
I mean,
if the guy says, hey, welcome to Chicago, Mr. Pickford. Let me take your bag. And, you know, where are you going today? And sit back and relax. That's what you remember.
Well, yeah. I mean, there was a time, to illustrate the other end of the scale, with a nebulous Chicago connection once again, we were at the launch of service from a particular airline to Montreal from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And they promised this, they promised that, they promised the other thing. Whereas in reality, when we actually flew that airline, oh my God.
It was like night and day. It was like the press kit said one thing, and it was written by some PR hack who maybe had the best of intentions, but you can't deliver on the product.
Well, I'm sure they really wanted to do right, but it was the implementation of the whole thing. The people that they had handling them on the ground in various cities didn't really care about the airline.
No.
And they didn't care about the airline's passengers. They said, so what? You're lucky you're getting any service at all. And the passengers really felt that way. So that's why it's so refreshing these days to hear the great stories in Chicago. I mean, the whole idea, the notion of getting, what, from the limo to your gate in 15 minutes, it's almost inconceivable. But it's great that you hear stories like that today.
Yes, the service at the hotel, the limousine, the airport, and two attractions that I hadn't seen before in Chicago. The Shedd Aquarium, which is the world's largest indoor aquarium complex on the shores of Lake Michigan. I thought, oh, maybe spend an hour there. I ended up spending around three watching the sea otter show and the dolphins and the whales. They have a whole display on Philippine coral reefs and tropical fish and fish from oceans around the world on a recreated Amazon rainforest that shows you how different species react to the flood zones and the annual flood tidal patterns. And also took the Chicago River Tour, Wendella Boats, which leaves from North Michigan Avenue by the Wrigley Building, and it takes sort of a behind-the-scenes view from the Chicago River. And they talk about the architecture of the various buildings. They take you out within the breakwater on Lake Michigan, which I believe was the first time I ever went through a lock, because there's a lock that connects the Chicago River and the Lake Michigan, because Lake Michigan is higher than the river. The river flows in the opposite direction for sanitation reasons, going back to the late 19th century. And,
didn't we go on a lock on a trip on the Merrimack, you and I?
Oh yeah, we did that. We did. You refresh my memory. I go on so many trips; they all blend.
We got to take a break on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite in about maybe 10 or so seconds. But we'll talk a little bit more about airlines, about Chicago. But one thing is for sure, it's well worth visiting these places these days. Stay tuned. The Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stay listening, everybody.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heartrending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and legroom to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada, 1-800-531-7921, or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Montreal with Stephen Pickford in Studio West. Beaconsfield, and Stephen, introduce our next guest.
Yes, Odette Hamel joins us now on the line. She's the owner of the Royal William Hotel. They started off with one in Quebec City, but now there's a new one in Montebello on the north shore of the Ottawa River, halfway between Montreal and Ottawa. But what makes it even more special is it is a conversion of the old Presentation High School, where I went to school, class of 1979. Welcome to Travel World, Odette.
Thank you.
Well, it was just, like, so special to walk in, and I remembered everything that was there, and you've done so much with it, but a lot of those details are still there that I remembered so well.
Well, we want to keep a little of the school. When we took it, being in Montebello, it is such a beautiful city, and with the river and this beautiful land where I'm sure all of you were playing in the backyard. Now we've made this swimming pool, you know, that's almost finished right now. And with the old residence from Mr. Kinnell that dated at the turn of the century, and the school at the back. So outside, we've changed mostly the outside to try to put it to its original fame of the old house. But inside, we can still see some of the remnants of the school.
Oh, yes, the pay telephone is in the exact same place where which I used many times.
Did you phone Joyce Suskind, Steve?
Pardon me?
Did you phone Joyce Suskind again?
Oh, I should. They should invite Joyce Suskind. Joyce Suskind now lives in Toronto and won the school raffle 1978, so I think she should be up there and see what has happened. I think it's very fitting. Upstairs, you've added the room where I used to go to study and where some of my confreres would join me for a surreptitious cigarette up on the roof, has been extended with a very beautiful, very inviting, very warm area for massage treatments and other esthetician programs.
Yes, yes. And the terrace, now, you know, you can have your cigarette and sit on a beautiful chair if you want, you know, and watch the river go by and the boats go by on the Ottawa River. Yes, we have this little extension that was added by the previous owners, and I think they wanted to make a loft, I think, upstairs, but we thought it could not be reserved only for one person, so we thought we would have our guests share with us, you know. So we have this spa upstairs, you know, this health center. But the people, you know, the view from there, everybody is being seduced by this river and the hills. So I'm sure all of you boys, when you were here, you know, you could enjoy this town. And I'm sure, and a lot of girls, you know, I was speaking to a few ladies here that remember the boys around. The boys while they were walking to church, you know. I think some of you were flirting around or something.
Oh, I would know nothing about that.
You don't?
No.
It wasn't me. I wasn't there. I went to a different high school. But, you know, I did honor the memory. Well, actually, remember, the man is still alive, but I did honor the memory of one of his actions when I was down in a hotel in Vermont, Steve.
Oh, yes.
Enrique Friccioni, right?
Enrique Friccioni, yes. Yes, a man very well remembered for having used coins from Nicaragua in the vending machine at the school.
Well, this is not the action replicated. But
I try to, you know, preserve the anonymity of the action.
I particularly find it fitting that there's a spa where you used to study, because you get to do the same thing.
Yes. I mean, maybe it was like right there in the vibes. It was in the wood. It was in the brick that this was meant to be.
I think wood is a better word, Steve.
Yes.
But, you know, you have the style of this particular place. Did you enjoy the antique car parade, Steve?
Well, I with the iced tea?
The antique car parade.
Oh, the antique car parade. Yes, I by the time I got from my room, it had passed.
Yes, naturally. Anything good on TV while you were there? You get satellite TV? closed circuit television?
TV was excellent. There's many, many channels. You can get practically anything you want to view on the channels. Flip the station up, flip the station down. There's something for everyone.
channel.
It's a bit more choice than when you were here.
Oh yeah, so we're there in the TV room, which is now being retrofitted to be a meeting room with a bar in the lower level of the old house portion of the complex. And that's still under renovation. It's going to be a meeting room. That was the TV room, and you could only get two channels, CBC and CTV. And CTV, usually at lunch hour, was the Joy Susskind show.
And if the Prime Minister is on, that's it. You missed Flipper. That.
Well, no. We're very close to the where that happened. So actually, we had a lot of the newspaper people that were at the hotel here when the this little updo happened here in Montebello a few months ago. So the journalists rushed over, you know, the chateau when all the problems started, when the student attacked the
Prime Minister. Yes, and I think the Fairmont Hotels was going to send the provincial government a bill for that.
But now we have 44 rooms here and three meeting rooms and a beautiful restaurant. And we've redone the beautiful terrace outside, the verandas that were there while Mr. Kinnell built the residence in 1914. So we just finished building this beautiful veranda on the side. So it's quite imposing when you come in into Montebello now. So it's going to be, I think, a very nice place to come to and relax and enjoy the countryside.
Well, certainly relaxing, because I had the best night's sleep I've had in years. Maybe it was just the thought of going back to a place that brought back a lot of good memories. But, hey, I fell asleep like that, and beautiful night's sleep. It's relaxing. Montebello is a relaxing little town.
It's also the very fresh country air when you're out there, too. I mean, when you get into an oxygen-rich atmosphere like that, especially when, you know, we're used to the big city life, it's very easy to fall asleep quite peacefully.
Well, you start looking at the river, the water flowing by. I was upstairs waiting for my massage, and I practically fell asleep. It's just you have these lounge chairs with the windows all around overlooking the hills and the river. And you just decompress.
Were there any parking meters across the street, Steve, while you were waiting for your massage?
No. that had to be filled miraculously when it was time to be called in?
Exactly.
But people go fishing here as well, you know. They're big fish, you know, in the river. It's not only fish stories. People actually fish, though, you know. It's fantastic. I didn't realize that there were so many big fishes in the Ottawa River, you know.
The Ottawa has really cleaned itself up from the days when you would get the pulp and paper mills up in Thurso, McLaren, Noranda. They would the river, when we went to school in the 70s, nobody would go near it, and now people were walking into it, they were wading, they were bathing, people are launching boats. It has really been a turnaround for the environment.
Like crossing the Rio Grande into Ontario, huh? All the refugees. No!
Well, in the 70s, there was actually a book about that that Alec Mannion brought to school. There was actually a book where Montebello was featured, but it was a fictional account. It's something almost like that.
Is Mr. Irani still living down the street?
Well, he does still live in the Montebello phone book, but I phoned him and no answer. I left a note on his door.
He must have had caller ID.
He says, no, Pigford. No.
Your favorite mark today, Big Zero.
No, that was Leo's favorite mark.
Leo. Oh, man.
But that's the memories. That was the fun. And of course, the meeting rooms, we talked about the meeting rooms. The grade 11 classroom is now a meeting room. And where my desk was is the house phone. So if it was there during that era, I could have sat there and called Joy Susskind from my desk.
Well, they finally put that in. And speaking of the power of prayer coming true, Steve, did I understand correctly that the lunchroom is now getting a bar?
Yes, there's a bar in the cafeteria. The actual same Garland range that Mrs. Daniels used for many years is still there.
And now they're getting alcohol in this place. 25 years too late, but all your dreams have finally come true.
Alcohol and massage of the school.
Alcohol, massage, and all this, and even fresh water to wade to freedom when you're done. Couldn't ask for anything better than that.
Well, you know, it's here to relax. You know, we're trying to put, to put some amenities here that are, you don't have to go out. You know, you can stay here and just relax and take it easy. And it's what the country is like. And a lot of people are coming here for a business meeting. So
we're going to hold that thought, please, Odette, because we're going to take a break.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal. Your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. And breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal. Giving peace of mind. We'll always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Community Bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and a command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Montreal with Stephen Pickford, Studio West in Beaconsfield. And a bit of a homecoming to you, Steve, because Steve used to go to a private high school out in the Montebello region of Quebec, one of the most picturesque and beautiful places that we've ever seen. And they have converted your old high school into a hotel.
Yes, the Royal William Hotel, on the just as you enter Montebello on Highway 148, halfway between Montreal and Ottawa. And we're talking this morning with Odette Hamel, the owner and general manager of the Royal William. You were talking before the break, Odette, about business meetings taking place at the Royal William. And, of course, with 44 rooms, you have just the right size to handle those small gatherings without somebody getting lost in the shuffle.
Well, people come here mostly because they want to relax and, you know, not just do business, but, you know, take, you know, a bit of a golf or a walk in the country or go and relax on the boat tour on the river or, you know, and you're not disturbed by all the noises of the city. And it's very small here, 44 rooms, and but we have three meeting rooms from 12 to 125, so it's big enough to cater to that type of meetings.
And of course, people can then plan for their own treatments in the spa and the get massage.
Well, that is a big. We've added a few little things from your days in school, you know.
Yes.
a few more amenities, a few more comforts.
You don't have to be in bed definitely by 11 p.m. or else, or maybe we can have somebody
walk
you
out. Or else.
Pardon me?
Maybe you want the or else.
Oh, yeah, or else. Yes, well, I know somebody who attended art school who would want the or else part of it. But or walk through the corridors having somebody saying, good boy, good boy, good boy, right sub A. Yes, they should have the right sub A room.
Can of it.
But we found one of your old blackboards, you know, the green board.
Right, the green board, yeah.
From one of the classrooms. Actually, we kept it. We don't know exactly what to do with it, you know.
Because of all the things that they wrote on it that you can't wash off?
If you go down the road, you know, there's a chef that opened a little restaurant down the road. It's called the Chaleux. And he's using it for his, he's transformed it. It's unbelievable. And he's made his,
his daily special board on
outside,
it.
You know, he's his name, you know, and everything.
And
his ad outside, so it's been put to good use.
Well, at least he didn't take the menus from the school and say, shepherd's pie today. Yeah, no.
and they're going to convert your old dorm room, call it the Chaleux.
The Chaleux, yeah. Well, he says everybody calls me, you know, the whiner, so you might as well call my restaurant that name. But he makes very nice food.
Of course, they serve wine and cheese, right? And they call it the winery.
Yes. With or without an H, yes.
Oh,
but the restaurant, we were going to have a little restaurant. It's going to open next Saturday. We have a French chef. We have a small restaurant in the hotel, which is, I think, probably a few steps better than when you were at school.
Your pile of grilled cheese is all under a... you come in and take your grilled cheese from underneath the towel, yes, just to make them extra soggy, yes.
And the heat lamps and...
Yeah, no, things have improved, definitely. It's like night and day, but it certainly was relaxing. You filled in the gymnasium. The gymnasium is no longer there. That is actually 14 guest rooms now, over two levels.
Exactly. With the view on the river, It's really very solid, you know. I must say that the guests can't hear each other because the whole building, the school, is very, very solid. Built all in the cement blocks, and it was a bit of a challenge to put it a Victorian style into that. But we have a very good designer, an architect, which did a marvelous job in as we say in French, à l'habiller. You know,
dress it up just a little bit, yeah. Calling the folks from Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Yes, that's right. But so that was the old names. You know, last year, there was, as soon as we took the building last year, there was somebody coming through, and it was one of your old confreres. I think he was a young, he was one of the last one that came to the school.
From the mid-1980s, right.
Yes, and he was telling me that he used to slide down the banisters, you know, to go down to the gymnasium, you know.
And I knew people who would play sort of floor hockey with a pencil bag down there, yes.
Oh, yeah, which transferred over to Emmanuel High School in Dorval.
Yes, he brought the game. He if there was a floor hockey Hall of Fame, he would be enshrined as a builder.
Pencil case hockey, yes, yes. Vladislav Tretiak.
But people were, but as I say, I looked at the banisters. The banisters were still there. You can, as you enter the corridor for the rooms that have been that are taking the place of the gymnasium, the entranceway, the Zim corridor entrance. Hey, that's still there. So there's still touches. It's not being changed so much that you cannot recognize the building, which is very nice. It's you've kept the best architectural elements, and then you've added your own to make it a very relaxing, restful, warm, welcoming inn.
Well, we tried to unite the old building that dated 1914, which was very Edwardian in style, and this school that had been built very, really school-like in the 50s. So I must say that our architects have done a good. It's Atmosphere Design in Montreal that were our designer. To do the changeover, and I think they were very good in succeeding and in uniting the two buildings, and so it's a bit more one.
What did they turn the principal's office into, Steve? Where you used to get
the principal's office is actually, yes, Odette's office.
Yes.
Oh.
And the vice principal's office is the new business center.
And the strap is still there.
What did they do with the principal?
That we'd like to know.
Is he hanging on the wall?
The principal's bedroom where he slept is now a guest room.
Now, how would you like to endure those memories?
Well, I'm sure, sleep in Brother Bernard's bed. No, I think they changed the bed.
There brings back some memories, eh, Steve?
No,
that's probably the only room that's left as it, you know, originally, because all the other rooms have been made by, you know, in rooms, you know, where the classrooms or gymnasium, so they do not resemble what it was originally. But that room was left the same bathroom, and maybe some of the tiles have changed, but and naturally the paint and the furniture. But, it's probably the only room.
It's not that pale green that they used to paint on buildings and brick back in the 70s?
No, it's a very, very sort of soft, warm, soft yet warm colors throughout the building. It's very, very, in that sense, it's relaxing in and of its own. It's not institutional, you know, Quebec Ministry of Education style anymore. Where they bought one case of paint for the whole province. Everyone got it, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
Actually, our architect, Mr. Pepin, Bernard Pepin, he is a doctor in chromology, and especially in colors. He's the two in Canada that our doctor's in has a doctorate. He's an architect and he's a designer, and he specializes in color, the influence of color on people in the hotel business and the restaurant. And that's why he has made our hotel in Quebec City, and this one here, and this one is all in the colors of yellows, and green and yellows, and rust color.
Oh, that's the new style, though. They have some fresh colors coming out. It's also into clothing and things, so.
Oh. They check it all out on the website, www.royalwilliam.com, or call toll-free 1-877-423-0001 for a relaxing stay at the Royal William Montebello overlooking the Ottawa River. Full four seasons of activities and fun in the Ottawa Valley.
Well, that's it for the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Bob Cassini.
Happy traveling, everybody. Thanks for joining us, Odette, and stay tuned.
Thank you.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.